Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub, everybody, the show that dives deep into all things AI. I'm Larry, your host.
And I'm Amanda. Thanks for tuning in.
Today, we're going to be talking about something pretty exciting. ChatGPT is rolling out some major changes.
Big changes. Yeah, you could say that they're making it possible to personalize your ChatGPT experience.
Okay, now that's piqued my interest for sure. So tell me, what exactly does that mean? Personalize it. How do you personalize ChatGPT?
Well, think of it like getting your ChatGPT a personality makeover.
Okay.
You can give it a name, you know, a nickname if you want, tell it what you do for a living, all kinds of things. But the part that really caught my eye is you can choose its traits.
Traits, like personality traits, but like funny or serious?
Exactly, yeah. Like the article mentioned chatty, encouraging, and even Gen Z.
Gen Z, huh? I don't know if I could handle a Gen Z ChatGPT. I can barely understand the real ones.
Right, well, I guess the possibilities are pretty much endless at that point.
Yeah, I can see how this could lead to some really interesting and maybe even unexpected conversations.
Yeah,
definitely.
Just this whole personalization thing, it reminds me of ChatGPT's memory feature. You know how it can remember what you talked about earlier?
It does, but there's a difference.
Okay.
Think of the memory, like notes that ChatGPT takes during your conversation.
Okay, so it helps it follow along and all that.
Exactly, keeps things flowing smoothly.
Yeah.
But personalization, that's more like you're giving ChatGPT a whole backstory.
Okay, so it's not just remembering what I said, it's more like shaping its entire personality, its style.
Precisely.
Okay, now I gotta ask from a tech perspective, how are they actually doing this? The article I read mentioned prompt engineering, but to be honest, I don't really know what that means.
It sounds complicated, but it's actually not that hard to grasp.
Okay.
Basically, prompt engineering is just a way of giving an AI, like ChatGPT, very specific instructions to guide its responses.
So like you're giving it directions on how to act and talk and all that.
Exactly. You got it. And in the past, people were already using prompt engineering to make ChatGPT sound different. But this new feature makes it way easier. It's like they're giving everyone the keys to the kingdom.
Right. And that's kind of a big deal when you consider how many people use ChatGPT these days.
How many are we talking about?
Oh, hundreds of millions every single week.
Wow. So with this new feature, it's like millions of people suddenly have the ability to create their own personalized AI.
Yeah, and that's where things get really interesting. We're talking about a whole new level of interaction between people and AI.
This is getting me thinking about all sorts of possibilities, both good and maybe not so good. But we're going to have to hold that thought for a moment. We'll be right back to explore the potential impact of this whole personalization thing. So stay with us.
And we're back talking about ChatGPT and how it's getting personal.
Yeah, and with all those millions of users you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, this could really change the game for how we interact with AI.
I think so too. It's pretty exciting to think about all the possibilities.
So where do you see this going, Amanda? What kind of impact could this have?
Well, for starters, think about education. Imagine a ChatGPT tutor that can adapt to your learning style.
Oh yeah, like a personalized teacher always there to help you out.
Exactly, or what about healthcare? An AI therapist that understands you and can offer support tailored to your needs.
Now that's something I could really get behind. Personalized healthcare, powered by AI.
It's pretty amazing to think about, you know, we're moving beyond the idea of AI as just a tool.
It's more like a companion, almost a partner in a way.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's got to be a but here, right?
At least there's always a but.
I mean, all this personalization, it does raise some concerns, doesn't it? What happens when AI knows us a little too well?
That's a really good point, Larry. We have to think about things like data privacy.
Yeah, I mean, we're giving these systems access to so much personal information.
And we need to make sure that information is handled responsibly.
Absolutely. And what about bias? If an AI is tailored to my preferences, could it just end up feeding me more of the same stuff, reinforcing my biases?
That's a valid concern and something that researchers are working hard to address.
We don't want to live in a world where our AI just tells us what we want to hear, right?
Definitely, we need to make sure that AI is challenging us, expanding our horizons, not just creating echo chambers.
Well, this has been a fascinating discussion so far, but it looks like we're out of time for this segment.
We've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to talk about.
We'll have to pick this up again next time. We'll explore some potential solutions and strategies for navigating this whole personalized AI landscape. So be sure to tune in for the next part of our deep dive. Welcome back to AI Hub, folks. It seems like every time we talk about AI, we uncover more questions than answers.
That's true, especially when we're talking about something as complex as personalized AI.
But hey, isn't that what makes it so fascinating? I mean, we're right on the edge of a whole new world.
Absolutely. And like any new frontier, there are definitely some things we need to be careful about.
You know, in the last part, we talked about some of the potential downsides of personalized AI, things like data privacy and bias.
Right. And those are serious concerns that we can't just ignore.
But I'm also feeling a little optimistic. I mean, it seems like there are ways to mitigate these risks to make sure we're using this tech responsibly.
Oh, definitely. I agree. It's not about stopping progress. It's about steering it in the right direction.
So what can we do? What are some of the steps we can take to ensure the personalized AI benefits everyone?
Well, a lot of it comes down to transparency, accountability, and inclusivity.
Okay, let's break those down one by one. Starting with transparency. What does that even mean when we're talking about AI? I mean, it's not like we can just ask an algorithm to show its work.
Right, but it's about moving away from this idea of AI as a black box where data goes in and decisions come out magically.
So how do we open up that black box?
One way is through something called explainable AI, which is all about making AI systems more understandable.
So we can actually see how they're making decisions and why.
Exactly. And that makes it easier to spot potential biases or flaws.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, so transparency is about understanding how AI works. What about accountability? Who's responsible when an AI system makes a mistake or causes harm?
That's a huge question, and it's where regulations and guidelines become really important.
Yeah, we need to figure out who's liable. The developer, the company using it, maybe even the user in some cases.
Right, it can get pretty complicated.
It definitely can. And finally, what about inclusivity? Why is that so important for personalized AI?
Because personalization relies on data. And if that data isn't representative of everyone, then we're going to end up with biased systems.
So we need to make sure that the data used to train AI is diverse.
Yeah.
And that the teams building these systems are diverse too.
Exactly. We want to make sure that everyone benefits from personalized AI, not just a select few.
Wow, this has been a really eye-opening conversation. Amanda, thanks for sharing your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure, Larry.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to AI Hub. We hope you learned something new today and that you'll join us again for our next deep dive into the fascinating world of AI. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and stay curious about the future of AI.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.